Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Colorado State looking to follow up an exciting victory over San Diego State with another one against Nevada tonight on the road. That game on CBS tonight, so another opportunity nationally for folks to check out this Colorado State Rams basketball team. Joining me now, Mike Brohard of CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, my friend, always great to catch up with you. We're a little late today. I blame my producer, JD, and he blew the clock again.
No, that's okay. I don't actually plan on a set time because you're on radio.
Especially with us, man. I mean, we're usually like 10 minutes well after the segment or something like that, so I do appreciate you rolling with the punches, my friend.
You know, when you get involved in a subject, you like to go with it, and that's fine. I get that.
You get hot, man. You get hot. I had Tanner in here telling me how much the Broncos should get Jimmy Garoppolo, and it just blew my mind. So I had to set him straight a little bit. So, again, apologies. I'm looking forward to this game tonight for Colorado State. Boy, what a game the other night, Mike. I was kind of thinking it wasn't going to come down to a last-second shot, but it did. But the Rams, more importantly, got away with the victory, winning 58-57 over the Aztecs.
Yeah, I think they would have preferred when they had the 20-point lead in the second half that it didn't come down to, you know, those last 13 seconds where San Diego State led all 5 seconds in that game. And that was because they hit that jumper with 13 on the clock. And then, you know, they came down the court, hit their game winner, played defense on the other end, and secured a win. And it was important because you get up on a team like San Diego State like that, you don't want to give that game away at home. And that would have been a third straight loss. And then you start to wonder if thoughts start to creep into their heads that they really don't want to have creep into their heads.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was big for so many reasons. Obviously, beating a team like that, but you needed to stop the... And again, two games, they've lost three total, but you wanted to kind of stop that bleeding. Certainly... The Wyoming game was a hell of a game. The UNLV game was a tough one to take, but it was so big for so many reasons, especially to keep this Rams team right in the thick of it in this conference. It's such a fun race. I mean, you got Wyoming and Utah State tonight. That's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that one. But that was huge just for the Rams to stay in touch, at least looking at that top spot in the Mountain West.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, every game really, I know coaches say it, it's also cliche, but every game, especially in the Mountain West, is top heavy as it is. As good as the teams are at the top. And then you look at the teams in the middle, and they're all capable of knocking off those teams at the top on a given night. Every game is going to be kind of crucial. And so that even includes tonight's Nevada game. I mean, you know, this is a great game if you like point guard play because, you know, you got Isaiah Stevens and you get Grant Sherfield on the court at the same time. And it was fun to watch them last time that they played. You know, it was a close victory here, you know, for Colorado State at home, but you know, you look at that. You've got Nevada. You know, you still have to play Fresno State. You've got Boise State a couple of times. You got Wyoming one more time. You know, you get your revenge game with UNLV. You know, New Mexico's a team that can score. Utah State's a team that's going to muck it up defensively and make it an interesting game. So, down the stretch, each one of these games is really crucial.
Mike, where are you on this team now? I mean, again, when they're winning games left and right, even when they're giving up, you know, when they're having to come back or maybe they give up some leads, whatever, at the end of the day, you're getting wins. Now, still, only three losses in the conference, so I don't think the sky's falling. But when you look at this team, have things changed a little bit in your mind as far as, you know, them being a favorite to take over and win this regular season conference, to go dancing? Where are you at this point?
I don't think my opinion's changed on this team at all. I think they're a very, very good team. I think they're an NCAA team. I think they're a team that can win at the NCAA level, you know, reach the second weekend. That's still where it is. There's going to be ebbs and flows in a season. And so if you're a fan and you're watching this and you get all excited because they started off with that great hot start, then you lose a couple of tough games and, you know, they start 20. There's two in a row. One of them's 2-0. One thing I think you got to keep in mind, if you've been watching – any college basketball throughout the years, you know, once you get into conference play, these teams know each other. They have, you know, innate knowledge about the coaching staffs, about the players, you know, cross-recruited, you know, they know these guys, they know what their styles are. It's harder to win in the conference just because you got that loss. Needs to get played a little bit closer to the rest. So, you know, here's ebbs and flows. You're going to hit roadblocks in a season. As great as some teams are, you know, Kentucky, Dukes, when they were at their best, they would lose a game in conference play that nobody thought coming because, you know, who knows, one reason or another, the conference games are tougher to win. And I think that's where you're at. But you've also got to find a way to win those games. And I think this team has shown a lot of moxie in one way or another, whether they're up late and holding on or whether they're coming back to win. This team's got what it takes, and it's got the pieces, you know, to do all those things that we thought they were going to do at the beginning of the year, which was go to the NCAA tournament and actually be a team that can win. A game or two there.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. And you're right, this conference – even the teams that aren't in that discussion as far as being in the running or even in the March Madness discussion, they're still pretty solid. And on any given night, you know, you could certainly, I mean, Utah State's coming on strong right now. UNLV, they obviously, we've seen what they can do when they're firing on all cylinders. There's some teams in here that can really cause some damage to the upper echelon teams. So every single night is a battle. And I think we talked about that early, Mike, that, you know, the Rams, the more they win, the bigger that target gets on their back and the bigger a win against them would mean to their program.
Right. I think people also have to keep in mind, CSU can go ahead and they can run the table here and they can win the Mountain West Conference regular season title. And that would be great because that hasn't happened in a while. And that's a good big first step, and that's an important goal for this team. But keep in mind, that still doesn't give them a guarantee. If they do it, it's likely all been guaranteed you're going to the NCAAs, but you're still not a full guaranteed ticket punch kind of team. That comes by winning the Mountain West Tournament. So these games have to build them up to be prepared for what's going to be that grind. I mean, if you get into that thing, it's multiple games and multiple days. You got to win, you know. Hopefully, if you're in the top four, you're winning 3 in 3 days. If not, for some reason, you got to win 4 in 4 days. And that's what gets your ticket points. So you've always got to kind of keep that in mind. That tournament is what is really becomes important because that gets you your automatic, you know, invitation to the NCAA.
Man.
But, again, like you said, in all likelihood, 7 wins, you know, you win these last 7, you're going to go 6-1. This is a team that's going to be NCAA.
Yeah, it's such an exciting basketball team to watch, too. And so many guys contribute on any given night. You know, you see Isaiah Stevens struggled a bit against the Aztecs. Well, David Roddy goes off and has one of those monster games with epic moments. Tanjay has been such a delight to watch him grow throughout. What's the status with everybody for tonight's game, Mike? I mean, expecting anybody out? I mean, that's something, too, at this point. As you get deep into the season, you want to try your best to keep everybody on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was important. I mean, you sit there and you saw John Tanjay come back in the starting lineup, and he played really well in that role against San Diego State. That's something that you probably like. I don't know. I guess I'm expecting him to start again tonight. But you get Adam Thistlewood back, and you can start building up his minutes a little bit, and then you start talking about, you know, the depth that you have on this team because, you know, the bench is something that's been really fun to watch for Colorado State this year. I mean, it's a different guy every night that kind of makes it. But, you know, you got James Morris come off the bench, and he's played really big for them in the middle, especially defensively. But he's also given them some offense production. So that bench, I think the bench is what can help separate CSU as much as anything because every team's got their stars, and, of course, CSU does with the Stevens and Roddy. But you've got those other players. And like Nico Medved always says, be a star in your role. And I think night in and night out, somebody or two people are doing that off the bench for Colorado State.
Mike, what are you working on for us that we can check out as we wait for another big game tonight for Colorado State?
Well, I posted something on CSU women's basketball because they're looking at, you know, they got to play improved defense down the stretch. Went over and met with Jordan Simmons, the strength and conditioning coach for football, and met some of his staff because I think most people think, you know, strength and conditioning is pretty much all the same thing, but each one of these guys and their staffs, they have a different philosophy, a different manner to them. And so it's always interesting to me to go find out what theirs is. And it was fun to talk to Jordan for about 10 minutes today. We'll go talk to some of the players tomorrow after they work out. I mean, it's interesting. They're testing them. The big guys are coming in at 5:45 tomorrow morning to work out. And so that's, you know, it's got start to build dedication and things like that that you need for a football team to grow, especially in the first year program.
Yeah, well, looking forward to that, Mike. You do a great job. Love getting you on the program. And, hey, beer soon, man. Let's do that. I mean, once the season is over, we can try to catch up again.
That would be great. And then next Tuesday, you're going to have to talk to me from the great state of Texas.
Hey.
I'll be down there with the CSU swim team as they prepare for the Mountain West Championships.
I love it, man. That'll be great to get you on the program, as always. Good things happening at Colorado State, and Mr. Brohard is in the center of it all. Appreciate you, my friend.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. That's Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. 37 minutes after the hour. Jadeen, we're way late here. Let's go ahead and jump out. We still got Zach Stevens coming up from DNVR Broncos. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.